Wednesday, Shir Lamavav.
Mentioned, I want to be Maimi the Dvorim, Sugya Muko. The Gemara and the Dvorim, the Vorum Udbeis, Boy Rav Popper, Yesh Yad Lekidushin, or Ein Yad Lekidushin? What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? We know in the Dvorim, Yesh Yad. Ishki do neda, the Gemara says, Yodis nedorim ke nedorim, the first Mishnah nedorim. A person makes a neda. The neda is dovol ze osur olai, ke korban. And he says, dovol ze osur olai. And he doesn't say ke korban. Yesh yad. And val yesh yad. So even if you didn't finish the neda, it works. Yesh yad le nozir, ehe. Yesh Yad Lekidushin, Ein Yad Lekidushin. And the Rishonim explain, there's no pasuk. What would be the tzad at Yesh Yad? What are the tzad at Yesh Yad? There's no pasuk. And the Ran says, Bamimotzinu. The Rosh says in the Dorim, Kiddushin Loshen Hegdesh. So the Shaila, Yesh Yad, Ein Yad. And the Gemara speaks, even Biyad Moichiach. What is the case? He goes over to a lady and he gives her two prutas. He says, Arei at mekudeshes ve'at. And he tells the other lady, the first lady, Arei at mekudeshes ve'at. And we clear, what it means ve'at? Ve'at nami or ve'at chazori, kilu. You also, or you, what you say about it, you also want, you don't want. Or he means ve'at nami. And the Gemara blei with the shayle. Yesh yad lekidushin, ein yad lekidushin. And the Ran speaks out. Avada, if a person gave two prutas. The person gave two prutas. And he says, Ve'at, Mistomei means to Mekadosh the second lady. It's Muchach that this is what he means. But the Shaila is, Yesh Yad, or Yein Yad Lekidushin. That's in the Gemara. And the Gemara blei with the Shaila. So he gave a lady to prutas, Arei at mekudeshes ve'at, yesh yad or ein yad. Hikshu Rabbi Seinu. Who is Rabbi Seinu? The Nesives, the Teras Gittin, the Ktseisen Avne Miluim, Reb Chaim, the Mata Bakoidesh. All the Rabbi Seinu asked the following question. What is the Shailef? Yesh yad lekidushin, or ein yad lekidushin? We learn in and more blind with a suffix. We learn in Masechti Kiddushin, Asukim Ba'isa Inyan, she's Mekudeshes. Why? We know that he wants to marry her. Even that he didn't say it direct, he only spoke to her about the wedding. But Asukim Ba'isa Inyan, she's Mekudeshes. We have a raya that he wants to marry her. So if it's an umdana that he wants to marry her, Asukim Ba'isa Inyan helps. So if Asukim Ba'isa Inyan helps, if we have a raya that he wants to marry her, it helps. Asukim Boisinian helps. Umdene helps. So Yad Moichiach is also Umdene. Dehainu. Rabbi Seinu, when they shtel the kasha, they understood that the amount of Hichoche that I have in Asukim Boisinian is equal to the Hichoche of Yad Moichiach. And the Bele, Maishno Asukim Boisinian, that it's Poshet that it helps. Why it helps? Asukim Boisinian helps. And Yad is a Shaila if it helps or it doesn't help. What is the difference? This is the kasha. When the stipler stills the kasha, he adds, and I have another raya that Umdana helps, as a gemara lo noima bepundiki, a person was married and he got divorced, and then they went together to an inn, and they were in the same room. So the gemara says, she's mekudeshes. We say, chazoke that he married her. Lo noima bepundiki, we assume that she's mekudeshes. No one spoke bichla. The Torah says, if I have an umdana, she's mekudeshes. So why Yad Mechiyach will not work? Why Yad Mechiyach will not work? If I have an umdana that he wants to marry her, she's mekudeshes, so why Yad Mechiyach will not work? This is the kasha of Rabbi Sayyim. Maishno Yad Mechiyach von Asukim Bo Yisrainian. Asukim Bo Yisrainian, umdana helps. And there's no din dafka to say. So Yad Mechiyach is also umdana. Ein lecha umdana gdoilo mizu. It's a Yad Mechiyach. Mechiyach. It's called a Yad Mechiyach. This is the kasha of Rabbi Sayyim. So, Mizokt Iber b'shem Reb Shimon Shko. And the truth is, it's written in the stipler. Reb Shimon in the stipler, a koifer and the kasha. They disagree to the kasha. I don't call it a teretz, I call it disagree to the kasha. And they come with the first yesoid, with the first hanocha, that the asukim bo yisoinian, it's umdene demuchach. I will call it 100% clear. Beliboy belev kol adam that he wants to marry her. Yad moichiach, 98%. But it's epis less from asukim bo yisoinian. What? Asukim bo yisoinian is 100%. Yad Mechiyach is a 98%. If it be a Yad Mechiyach at the level of Asukim bo yisoinian, Avada it will help. But the Metzias says that the cases of Yad Mechiyach is only 98%. So what? I mean, 98% is enough. I mean, we see that if Yesh Yad, she's Mekudeshes. How we know she wants to get married? 98% is enough. Could be in Cheshen Mishpat, there's enough 60%. For sure, over 80% in the world, it's called good already. Yeah, over 90% for sure. 98% for sure, it's good. Zog the stipler in Reb Shimon, the stipler speaks it out beautifully. Zog the stipler as it. In Kiddushin, it's no din dibu. It's din dvori, the hainu. You have to give over that you want to marry her. Lav dafka like krishma that you have to say it bepe. But you have to have dvorim. Now, dvorim shebelev lo yave dvorim. But belibo yubelev kol odom have dvorim. It's not a krishma. But belibo yubelev kol odom have dvorim. Have dvorim. So val belibo yubelev kol odom have dvorim. So the asukim bo yisoinian, it's 100%. It's a beliba yubaleif kol adam. Azay mekudeshes. Beyad mechiach, it's 98%. So we don't say beliba yubaleif kol adam. So it's not dvorim. Dvorim shebelev lo yad dvorim. Now I will explain. If yad mechiach have a yad, so it's called dvorim. It's called dvorim. If yad mechiach is a yad, so it's called dvorim. Again, 98% to know is enough. You don't need to know 100%. It's enough if you know 98%. Now, the longest is the follows. You have to have dvorim. Not diburim, but dvorim. Dvorim shebelev lo have dvorim. Beliboy belev kol odom have dvorim. So, basukim bo yisoinian, we look at it like 100%. So, we have dvorim. Dvorim shebelev. Is a tnayim kiddushin a maise plus dvorim? We have dvorim. Dvorim shebelev. I have a dvorim. Beyad mechiach, it's not beliboy belev kol odom. It's not 100%. It's 98. It's 98. Val, it's 98. So if it's not called a dibur and you have to build it on the lev, dvorim shebelev. I have a dvorim. But if it's called a dibur, the 98 is enough. 98 is enough raya for the kiddushin. But it's a tonight to have dvorim. when 90% is in the lave, dvorim shem lave lo have dvorim. Masha'ein ken, if yesh yad mechiach, it's called dvorim. It's a shtickel mashmoes in the rosh and teisves and the dorim like that. The Gemara says v'dilme ve'at chazoi ko'omar. Yesh yad ve'at nami ko'omar oy dilme ve'at chazoi. The rosh and the teisves and the dorim ask the following question: why the Gemara has to say what yesh yad ve'at nami ko'omar oy dilme ve'at chazoi ko'omar? Maybe it's no different pshat. Although ve'at, he didn't say full words. Zog the Rosh, if it's no different pshat, pshite shemekudeshes. Why pshite? If it's belibo ve'lev kol adam, it's no different pshat. Avada, it works. This is the way the Veld brings the raya to the first mahalach. Again. So the aside is that they were choylik and the kashe. Asukim is 100, they have mechiach is 98. The dvorim shevelev lehav, the dvorim se atzri choche, asukim helps, dvorim shevelev lehav kol adam. Yad is not believe lehav kol adam, but if it's a loshen, it helps. Freg the rosh, and if it's no ve'at chazoi, if it's no ve'at chazoi, it's 100%. Some adoiche the raya from the rosh, when you learn the dorim dik. They say that the Rosh means if there's no different pshat from Ve'at Chazoi, so Ve'at means to say Ve'at Nami. Table, what is a table? Table. If there's no different pshat to table, the table is table. If table could be an animal and a chair and a table, so Nishmuchach. If Ve'at only could be Ve'at Nami, so it's Ke'ilu he said Ve'at Nami. It's not Mashma, though. Not Mashma. So this is the first Hesber of the Stipler. The Stipler follows the same Hezbeh with a Knech. Says a different Nusach. In Kiddushin, you have to have Eidim Lekiyume. They have to see the Maisa. If it's Beliba Yubelev Kol Odom, it's called they see the Maisa. If you remember we said in Shir, Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia. Even if you're the Rashba that said that you have to have Eidim Lekiyume, but if Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia, it's called that they see the Maisa. It's called that they see the Maisa. But the Rashbo himself said, "Benosan uva omrohi, val efshol lematon enosan, afilu shemuchach sheloi lematon enosan." It's not called that they didn't see the Maisa. But mainly they say the following: "Eini de yichud, eini de bia, eidim lekiyume. Asukim bo yisoinian, it's 100%. It's eidim lekiyume. Yad Mechiach, it's not 100%, it's not eidim lekiyume. And we could figure it out. The Rashba himself says, Benosanu ve'omrohi, Aval pi shal pi diburo yoiv, Kevel she'efshash lematono yoiv, Aval pi she'adina shel Hashem kiddushin yoiv, it's not eidim lekiyume. So I'm trying to explain. The both is beirim of the Stipler, it's very barchove, when you see it inside. But the basis beirim of the Stipler are based on one yesoid, that he's koifer in the kashe. Yad Mechiach is not in the level of Asukim Bo Yisrael. Asukim Bo Yisrael is Beliboy Belev Kol Odom Raya Brura. It's a Raya Brura. Asukim is Raya Brura. It's a Raya Brura. It's a Raya Brura. This is Beliboy Belev Kol Odom Asukim Bo Yisrael. B'meile, Mashenkin Yad Mechiach is not a Raya Brura. Yad Mechiach is not a Raya Brura. B'meile. Nusach Aleph is a din dvorim. Asukim b'yisayinian is considered dvorim. Asukim b'yisayinian is considered dvorim. Yad Mechiach is not dvorim. So if yesh yad, it's called dvorim. If ain yad, it's not called dvorim. And in the second Nusach, is a din eidim l'kiyume. When it's anan tzadi b'libay b'yav kalodom, it's called eidim l'kiyume. When it's not 100%, memele like yad, it's not eidim lekiyume. But if yesh yad, so it's called that we hear it. So it's not a leif. Memele, it's eidim lekiyume. This is the teretz that they say b'shem Reb Shimon, and the Stipler writes it down himself clearly. It's very gishmak. But Rabbi Seinu did not learn like this ganze shtikel teire that Asukim is 100% and Yad Merchiach is 98%, Reb Chaim Gizok is the Zalbe. The Nesivis and Teras Gittin said it's the Zalbe, the same. Not only the Zalbe, the Nesivis said he thinks that Yad Merchiach is a shtickle more from Asukim Baisayinim. Guy speaks to someone who will get married, what hall, when, tomorrow, today, and he gives her a ring. Hariach Mekudesh is without Li, but it's more Merchiach. So Teras Gittin, how about it's more Merchiach? Not only he disagrees with this ganze shtikel teire that it's less. This is the reason someone asks me once, he doesn't understand exactly, the argument with someone a couple of hours yesterday, why it's exactly less. So, Reb Chaim Dagelur Zekim, it's hard to explain something that Reb Chaim didn't understand. Reb Chaim said that it's more. The Nesivis says that it's more. The Nesivis says that it's more. Comes the Nesivis and says, for Teiras Giti. I say, the Ktsois had a safer Ktsois, and then Eben Ha'ezer it's called Avnei Milui. The Nesivis had a safer Nesivis, and Eben Ha'ezer it's called Teiras Giti. Zog the Nesivis and Teiras Giti in Kuf Memal. Chidushim Atzum. It's the same. So back to the question. So why Asukim Boiseinian helps? And yeah, the Gemara has a tzad that it doesn't help. And the only tzad that it helps is because Yad Merchiach is a Yad. But what Adi is saying of Yad, it doesn't help. Adi is saying of Yad, it doesn't help. What is the Hezbo? What is the Hezbo? Zog the Nesivis, I want to say like this. Avad de Asukim Boisainian helps. Oy Choche Gmura. So why Yad doesn't help? Zog the Nesivis is a Tnai in Kiddushin, is a Din Amire. Nusach. Harei At Mekudeshes. Without that Nusach, it doesn't work. Without that Nusach, it doesn't work. It's Merchiach, oh, but he didn't say it. It's a din that he has to say it. And if he doesn't say it, it doesn't work. It's a din you have to say. If you don't say it, it doesn't work. So, I understand why he answered why he doesn't help. It's a din amira. So why Asukin helps? So the Nesivis is Merames, and we have a Meiri. You know why Asukim helps? The Meiri says in Davov, Chidushim. What is Asukim? How you learn Pshat? Asukim Boisainian. What he told him? Sorry, what he told him? Tomorrow, what hole? Zog the Meiri, inside that conversation, you have to have the following words. Arei At Mekudeshes. You tell her, At, tomorrow, want to be Mekudeshes? But when you take all the words, you could pick out, you know, play with the words and find the words of Mekudeshes. I don't know if they're Arei or not. But Lo Yetzir was planning to tell her, you know, with Hashem, with the Bais Nam, with the Yisrael, and he didn't say the words, it doesn't help. So I'm up in the mice. He's a Sukim Boisaini, and they spoke about the wedding of tomorrow. He says, no. Has to be in the Asukim, L'shoynes of Kiddushin. Why? The Teretz is a din loshen. The chiddush of Asukin is we could tie it, we could put it together and send it. That is the chiddush of Asukin. But you have to have the l'shoynes hakiddushin.
A loshen of kiddushin or l'shoynes of kiddushin?
I don't know.
Because Ariyam Kadesh is worth the loshen.
No, no.
It's a loshen of kiddushin.
No, it's not Asukin. Asukin Boisainian. Ariat, he didn't say that he's marrying her. He said, I and you are getting married in Kiddushin. He said, everything that you need to say. The Nesivis wants to learn, said, the Oichoche that you have, the Oichoche that you have in Asukim, you have in Yad Merchiach. No, it's a Tnai, it's a Din Loshen. This is the Mechudosh Nekater Asgidin. So I'm a Shteira Misinai, that is a Din Loshen in Kiddushin. Azevi Nedorim is a Din to say Neder. What? I'm not mentioning the Teisa Roshim, because we have to say, if it's with the Roshim, I'm not mentioning. But Azay Zod Teres Gittim. Azay Zod Teres Gittim. It's Mamish Adin Loshim. So Be'etzim is the same level. So, Madgish. Before we said, we asked, the Yisrael of the Kashis, Rabbi Seinu is, why Asukim Boisoinian helps, and Yad Mechiach, Chodsh Yad Mechiach doesn't help? Arilchu is the same thing? So the first Mahalach came and said, Yad Mechiach is less. There's no Din Loshon Bichlal, there's a Din Umdene, or Dvorim, how we call it, or Edim Lekiyume, and B'muchach Legamri it helps. When it's not Muchach Legamri, it's not enough. Then you have to have the Dibu. He said, Rabbi Seinu didn't accept it. Rabbi Seinu learned that it's mamish the zelbe. If it's the zelbe, so now the nesivis comes fakel. It's mamish the zelbe. Nishfakel, echochet ake doesn't help. It's a din loshen. Why a sukim helps? Well, I could grob a rein. I could find in the sukim a loshen of kiddushin. I could find a rein. In the kiddushin, a loshen. In the sukim by Seinu, I could find a loshen kiddushin. I don't know if he said he said we. Tomorrow we plan to get married there. And then you know I'll tell you how I'll Mekadosh you, you'll become a Kudosh. And we put it together. Asukim Boisinin means that was close, and it was close to everyone that we're doing the Maisa. It was close to everyone that we're doing the Ganze Maisa. Yeah? That was close to everyone that we're doing the Ganze Maisa. But you have inside the real Lashonus. If you have inside the real Lashonus, then it works. This is L'chue, the Hesber of the Teras Git. The Kashas of the Teras Git in our Chutz that it's Mechudosh de Kepshat, that is a din loshen. Chudosh de Gepshad, that is a din loshen. Yeah? What? As a mirror. A mirror. We have two rayas, not like that. Klapi arsu. The first raya is from the Ran. The Ran says, Nosan hu ve'omrohi. The Gemara has a suffix if it works or it doesn't work. What is the suffix benosan hu ve'omrohi? Zog deran, he only made the nosan. She did the amira. Came on that she said, and he gave al das what she said. Ve'havi ke asukim ba'oisoinia. She said, and he gave. So he gave al das what she said. Havi ki asukim ba'isayinia. Havi ki asukim ba'isayinia. As I said, the tzad of nosanu v'omrohi helps. Val hu nos, she said, and he gave. Al das amiro dido, he's giving. It's k'may asukim ba'isayinia. If the yisayin of asukim ba'isayinia is that we have to use that he said good l'shoynes, he never spoke. Nosanu ve'omrohi. Kevon she'omrohi ve'u nosan. Nosan al amiroso dido. He made an asine and her amira. He made an asine and her amira? Hello. Legora me'asukim ba'isayinia. Let me let go of my asukim boisayinia. Nesiv is, you told me that is that we know alamol, we know. So why Yad Merchiach is less? Even if we know 100%, even if we know 100%, or if you didn't say, it doesn't help. Yad Merchiach is not saying. Asukim, we found the words inside somewhere. He never spoke, she spoke. You're right, he's giving an Hiramir also, but it's only Merchiach. Mechiach, we have also an ayah. I mean, what is the tale from the Nesivis? Hoychoche, I have alamo. Hoychoche, I have alamo.
I'll have to
Yeah, the din amiras diburim. No, but answer yourself. This is the whole sugya that the Ran explains that a lady cannot do nothing. Why it helps within a sukkim? What the Rabbi Nasanu Amuri, the lady cannot talk. Zog the Ran, we can use her amira. We're using his asukim. So why you need to be his asukim? Here amira, here amira. The answer is she's nothing. So he's a regular asukim. So it's no dibur. We know Alimol that he works. But knowing is not enough without talking. Why is it din amira? She can do the amira in kiddushin. He has to do the amira. Zog deran, it's working mitzad asukim boisayinian. Lefi the nesivas, asukim only helps because you have dibur in kiddushin. If you don't have dibur in kiddushin, it doesn't work. If you don't have dibur in kiddushin, This is the first shlug. And the Nesivas.
Why can't she have
done the Kiddushin? Because the whole Ran is that the Kiddushin has to do by the man and not by the lady. This is the whole Asukim, him Asukim. It's no Diburim. Her part doesn't count, Zog the Ran. Zog the Ran, it works inside his part. It's not Asukim. Asukim without the Loshin doesn't work.
If she's Loshin, it won't work.
Again, I'm saying again. She is Gomish, Zog the Ran. Only his Asukim works. And he has to say a Loshin. Memele, first shloga the Terasgitim. The second shloga the Terasgitim is from the Piskei Riyos. He says, what if a person goes over to a lady, instead of says Ariad Mikudeshesli, he says, Eilu lekidushaych. Eilu lekidushaych. Zog the Piskei Riyos, it works. Eilucha sukim godl mizeh. But he didn't say the right words. So the Mele were again left without a pshat. So again, to be minded. We minded the kashin, and if we're going to come to the Rabbi Bebe, we minded the kashin. The Amodas HaKash is, we have a sugi of a sukim b'yisayinian that state that the umdene, we know when a person wants to marry a isha, it works. So why Yad Merchiach is a shayle? And even the tzad that it works in the Gemara is not stam. It's b'memotzinu, hukash lehegdesh. Stop! Maishna min asukim. Plus the kasha. And we had two drochim. Rabbi Seinu that stole the kasha, I want to be reminded, the medame both. That the amount of the oichoche, the most of the oichoche, the proof that we have in both are the same, if not even that the Sivan said that it's more. So what is the difference? So Rabbi Shimon and the stipler were choylik and the kasha. No, no, ilichinami. It's not the same. The Yad Merchiach is less. The Yad Merchiach is taken less. And the Mele, they said they're two drochi. The Mele, here dvorim shebelev have dvorim, so that's diburi lev. Here is no diburi. Or here you have edim lekiyume. Here you don't have edim lekiyume. And the Siva said, no. Avad is the same. There's a din loshin. Be'asukim, you have the loshin inside. Be'yachin merchiach, you don't have the loshin. And we shtal. So the Siva didn't answer. What's with the Ran? The Ran said, be'nosanu ve'omruhi. It works because Nosan Adibur Adido Velegorim Asukim Boisayinim. But he didn't speak Lashenis Kiddushin. Harezi Lekiddushayich. Some asked another Kashi and the Nesivas. Was mit Nesivas never bought the Kashi, but the Stipler bought the Kashi. Lonaim of a Pundiki. So where is the Lashenis there? If Lonaim of a Pundiki. There we don't have Lashenis of Kiddushin. If it's a Tznai of Loshin and Umdene is not enough. So, doesn't help. Where's the diburim? Again. The first time, when it's a yichoche brura, it works. The whole sugi of Yonis was not enough. Lona bepundiki is like a sugi b'yisayinian. Kesh bin ha'iris. We know for sure that it happened. But the first time, the Sivas v'kad, Yad Merchiach is a yichoche gmura. But even when you have a yichoche gmura legamri, because when you don't have a mirev kiddushin, it doesn't work. Kiddushin. I'm asking a cut. No, it's alamo. So why belonim of mikudesh is mikudeshes? So some say val edom oisu bilosu bilos nus, and ansadi that he spoke to her before, and ansadi that he spoke to her before. The Nesivos didn't bring this kasha. The type about the kasha. So we're back to the kasha. As Erebuch Ber starts the kasha, Maishno Asukim Boisinian, that helps, and Yad Merchiach, even though we know that he wants to marry her, Israel doesn't help. What is the difference? What is the difference? What is the difference? Maishno Asukim from Yad Merchiach. Asukim, we know that he wants to marry her. It helps. And Yad Merchiach, even though we have a Yichoch, Israel, even though we have a Yichoch Bruro, that he wants to marry her doesn't help. Came Rebbe Uchber, and Rebbe Uchber bent down b'shem Reb Chaim. So the lashon of Rebbe Uchber is, maybe I'll say how the Mesoira goes. Rebbe Uchber said shiurim in Yiddish. From a lashon, shneit mit nishken umdene. From a lashon, you can't cut out a umdene. Say how Reb Chaim said in Shir. This is how it says in the sin. Uchber Alamo said, his koyach is the dibur, not the ksiv. Yeah? From a loshen, shneit men nishken umdene. From a loshen, you don't cut out the umdene. The loshen that they have it here when it's printed, ותירץ מהיר הזיה דמיזה מוכח דמין לושן של קידושים לא יבדינן ענן אומדנה. We don't do אומדנה. The right lotion is we don't cut out. משנית נישט. From a lotion, שנית מנישקן אומדנה. From a lotion, we don't cut out the אומדנה. In Hebrew, they written it from a lotion של קידושים לא יבדינן, we don't do אומדנה. But we'll explain. שאלו, what Reb Chaim meant? A lot of Teiris was said what Reb Chaim meant. We will start first with the way Rebbe Uchber understood. Because Kavod HaMashal did not understand like Rebbe Uchber, Pshat and Reb Chaim. We'll try to learn today how Rebbe Uchber learned Pshat and Reb Chaim. Rebbe Uchber gave three akdomes to understand Reb Chaim. First akdome, that in a Maisa Kiddushin is not only the Maisa Kiddushin, is also the Gilui Das, what we call in our Lashon the Amira, meaning not that you have to talk. I will explain. Reb Shmuel explains it very nicely. Namashul, when I buy a chayfetz, when I buy a car, what is the maaseh of the kinyan? To buy the car. I have to tell you, you have to understand, I have to understand, this is technical, also has to be a car. Oh, but the maaseh of the kinyan is to lift it up, to pay for it. This is the maaseh. In Kiddushin, the Gilui Das in the Kiddushin is a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. The Gilui Das of the Kiddushin is a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Yeah. It's a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. It's not only a technical thing that you have to understand. It's not a technical thing that you have to understand. The Gilui Das is a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. The second will explain what it means. If a person makes a kiddushin and bezman the gilui das is a shaita, not bichal. The gilui das is a part of the mice. And the second will explain it more. This is the first yisoid of Rebbe Uchber b'das Reb Chaim. The second yisoid of Rebbe Uchber, that we know there's a musa we call alamol kinyan amoil v'kinyan she'ein amoil. A person is mekadesh she'isha b'shtar. And the shtar is a postal shtar, but he wants it to be married in the value of the shavius of the paper, midin kesef. The Gemara says later, it only could work if daito yaniyo. He has a das to mekadesh bekesef. We're clear about it. Kinamoy v'kinin she'inamoy. He has to have a das to the kinyan kesef. Zog the Baruch Ber, while in Kiddushin, the Gilui Das, the Amir that we call, is a part of the Maisa Kiddushin. He has to have a Das when he's Mekadesh Aisha, to Mekadesh her with the Kesef and with the Areyah Mekudeshes. Tell the Chosin. Don't think you're saying Areyah Mekudeshes and then you Mekadesh her. You have a Das, you Mekadesh her, and the words of Areyah Mekudeshes, and then giving the Kiddushin. Exactly how to tell the chosid to mechaven that. But he has to mechaven not only that he's buying her when he's giving her the ring, when he says, Arev mekudeshes, and divrei akidushin. Divrei akidushin. It says, divrei akidushin alei. These are the first two hanochas of the Baruch Hu. One, that it's a part of the ma'aseh, and you have to have a das for that part of the ma'aseh. Memele zogt Reb Baruch Hu, what a bila mashal, umdan is also gilui das, like I said. Doesn't have to be words like teras gittin. Yeah? If he does with his hands, and we know that he wants to marry her, it's also good. If he was sukim by seinyan, it's also good. Umdan is also good. Now, what a be if he's mechaven to mekadesher with the umdane? So he can be mekadesh with the amire. Yeah, he's mekadesh with the money and the umdane. Or is mekadesh with the dibur and the money. So then it doesn't work with the umdane. Again, Zogre Baruch Ber like this. Is a maise kiddushin and is a maise gilui das. Both of them are active parts of the maise kiddushin. We have a das to mekadesh and mekadesh with two zach. Yeah, I'm not so close. Are you told to Chosin? What exactly has the mechaven? But he has the mechaven to mekadesh and to mekadesh with the areyas. Now, what would be, so he has three ways to mekadesh Aisha. He could give her money, and he has to make a gilui das, right? Now the gilui das is two kinds. There's one that he does when he talks, and one he could do with the umdane. He has to decide if what he wants to be mekadesh. He could decide with all the three together. Or if he has a das to mekadesh be umdane, and the umdane doesn't work, the dibo will not work. If he has a das with the same way, when a person's mechaven to mekadesh bekesef, and it didn't work, so the bia doesn't work. If it's mechaven bebia and it didn't work, so the kesef doesn't work. Yeah, person marries a lady, wants mekadesh bebia. He gives a million presents, but he wants mekadesh bebia. And the marshal, the bia didn't work. So she's not mekudeshes. I gave presents, but with that he didn't plant the mekadesh, right? Person meant gave a lot of kiddushin. He's not mechaven to mekadesh bebia. He's sure she's married, and it doesn't work. The bia is not mekadesh. Zogre Baruch Ber, Valai was mechadesh, that the Gilui Das is a part of the Maise, so he has to have a Das that is mechadesh in the Gilui Das. What part of the Gilui Das? He has umdane, and he has a dibu. He could choose what he wants to work with. But if he has a Das on A, it doesn't work with B. And if he has a Das with B, it doesn't work with A. Shmuel Razovsky, when he speaks over this in Baruch Ber, it's good to see inside, he makes it very clear. He says like this. Zogter Razeh. Lu Yetzuyer, the Gilui Das, is not a Maise. It's not like Reb Baruch Ber was Mechadesh, that it's a part of the Maise Kiddushin. Reb Baruch Ber said, you Mechadesh, plus Maise Gilui Das. How it was before Reb Baruch Ber, I'm a Kaddish, there's a Tznai that she has to know. Avad is a Tznai. One thing explained. Before Reb Baruch Ber came, we also knew that there's a Din Amire, and there's a Din Gilui Das, but we thought that it's conditions. So I'm sure it explains it beautifully. That Reb Baruch Ber was not Mechadesh Amire and Gilui Das. We saw Tis Sarosh, we saw Teras Gittin. Reb Baruch Ber was a Kaddish that it's a part of the Maise. Lo Yetzir, a person has to mekadesh, is a tnai that it has to be clear. He thought that he's making it clear like this. It came clear like this. It makes a difference. Massive double. He wants mekadesh is a tnai in the kiddushin that it comes out clear. It's a tnai that it comes out clear. It's a tnai that it comes out clear. Now he wanted it to come out clear this way. It came out clear. Mazem mishane. Prison Muhammad and Mekadesh Aisha, he wants that the 10 will be on top of the 10 shekel. It came upside down. Makes a difference? Doesn't make a difference. My Nafkamina. He's Mekadesh. Hanafkamina, how? He's mechaben bekesef as a tnai of gilui das. But Rebuch Bel was mechadesh like his money. Gilui das is the second thing that he has to give. Kilu, he has to bring it to the table. He has to bring that chelik if the ma'aseh gilui das. This is a part of the ma'aseh kiddushin that he has to do. This is what Rebuch Bel is mechadesh. And Rebuch Bel is mechadesh. He has to have a das. Has to have a das to mechadesh with it. A das to be koyner with it. This is what he has to have. Zodribuch Ber, but as I am taking it to the second step. So if you mekadesh a yisho, and you have a das to do it with the umdene, and instead of the umdene, you did it with the amire, doesn't work. If you did it with the amire, and it didn't, and you mechavet with the amire, and in the end it was a gmir's das, it doesn't work. You have to have a das kesef and how, or the amire. You can have a das everything. I want everything to work how it could work. How you want it to work, I'm asking that it will work. These are the anochas of Rebbe Ochbel before we come to the Reb Chai. Anocha Aleph, again, before Rebbe Ochbel, we know that it's a din gilui das, we know that it's a din amire. Rebbe Ochbel's chidush Aleph is after that. That is a part of the maisa kiddush. It's not a technical zach that b'shas kiddushin things have to be clear. Let me say, it's the aloha to stand b'shas the kiddushin. You're not mekadesh in the standing. It's aloha, you have to stand. Chuba has to be outside. There's no shaykhs in the kiddushin. This is what you have to do. Rebbe Ochbel is mechadesh, the maisekicha, shtiv the teisarosh, ki yikach, is a din, dvorim, it's a part of the maisekicha. I have to have a das that I'm mekadesh with that chelik. Aleph. Beis, val I have to have a das, Rebbe Ochbel is mechadesh, that at first it was mechadish that it's a part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. While it's a part of the ma'aseh, if it's not a part of the ma'aseh, you don't have to have a das for that. You have to have a das for the kiddushin. While Rebbe Ochbel is mechadish chidush aleph that it's a part of the ma'aseh, he's miyad gleich mechadish the second chidush, that you have to have a das for that. You understand again? But out of Rebbe Ochbel, the kiddushin is a tnai ve'amire. Rebbe Ochbel turns it that it's a part of my ma'aseh. Chidush Aleph, Chidush Beis, I have to have a das that I'm doing this. I have to be aware. Rebbe Ochbel says, if you don't know my shtickle, you're not mekadesh. Kimat, these are the words of Rebbe Ochbel. If you don't know Rebbe Ochbel, you can't be mekadesh aish. Oile le mishu amoret. Oile le mishu amoret. Zog Rebbe Ochbel, so what do you say, maybe it's a stomach, people have, oh, but if you have a das to do with the umdaneh, and the umdana will not work, and you did with the dibul will not work. If you have a das with a dibul, the umdana will not work. Till here it's closed. Zog de bochbel, oberazei, we'll go weiter. A person said, areat asukim boiso inyan. We'll go to the Rosh. The Rosh spoke about asukim boiso inyan, and then he said, areat mikudeshesli. My mother good. Asukim boiso inyan, and he said arad mikudeshes without li. The Rosh said that it works the legora miyodes. Asuk the end of Simon Beis. Asukim boiso inyan, and then he said arad mikudeshes only without li. Zog the Rosh is mikudeshes the legora me asukim boiso inyan. And we ask, why do you have to come to legora? Even. I'm sorry. The legora minozir oivu lefonov. I'm sorry. The Rosh says asukim boisainian, and he said arad mekudeshes without li. She's mekudeshes. The haviyad mechiach the legora minozir oivu lefonov. And we ask, why you have to come that it's yad mechiach legora minozir oivu lefonov? She's asukim boisainian. Ari, the Rosh said in the beginning of the sugya, if you asukim boisainian and nosanu ve'omroi, she's mekudeshes. The legora minosan b'shtike. How the Rosh started? Asukim boisainian. Nosanu ve'omroi mekudeshes. Why? Asukim boisainian minosan b'shtike. It's good because omroi will mix. So the Rosh finishes Simon Beis. Asukim boisainian, and he said, "I have mekudeshes only." It helps me that yad mechiyah the legora minosan roi b'lefonav. And we ask the kasha. Teibug le asukim boisainian and legora b'shtike. Zog Rebbe Ochbel, gewalt. When a person is mekadesh a isha, but asukim boisainian, there is no sanu va'omroi. So we say, forget about what she said. He was mekalev asugim b'yisayinia. So she talks. Who needs her? But she's mekadesh b'asukim b'yisayinia. And then he says, I have mekudeshes only. This person is mechavet mekadesh b'dibur or b'umdene? B'dibur. He said, I have mekudeshes. So he doesn't want to work b'umdene. So it can work mitzad asukim. It has to work mitzad what? The dibur. But it's no li. Zog the rosh legorami nozirai v'lefano. The asukim becomes like nozirai v'lefano. It becomes a yad mechiach and becomes a losh. So again, this is first the teirat rebo uchber pshat in the rosh. First the boy noise. First the answer is stira sarosh. But when he asukim boy seinian v'nosanu v'omro he didn't say nothing. He's working with what? Money and asukim. Money and umdene. And what is the umdene? Because she said he has more umdene. Umdene, 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 umdene. Mekudeshes. But asukim bo yisoinyan and then I read mekudeshes only. Now he's not working with umdene. Now he's working with dibur. Dibur is not good. Far, far.
She can't run it.
What she could do what she wants, what he's doing. He's not mekadesh b'dibur. We said he's mekadesh b'dumdene. He's mekadesh b'dumdene. The yoiva daita dido. He's mekadesh b'dumdene. The yoiva daita dido. The yoiva daita dido. As the rosh, it's kivaldik. It's a problem. But first, it's kivaldik. First, we go glass to Reb Chaim. So what Reb Chaim? The vow we didn't even say pshat Reb Chaim yet. All of that is chutz in Reb Chaim. All of that is chutz in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is, we have to remember the Lekasha. Are at mekudeshes li ve'at. Ve'at nami ko'omar or ve'at chazoi ko'omar. Right, what is the case of Yeshua Lekidush? He goes over to the lady, he gives her two shekels. Are at mekudeshes ve'at. If yes yad ve'at nami, if ain't yad ve'at chazoi. We're going back to the kasha of Rabbi Seinu. Take bukle mitzad asukim. Zogt Reb Chaim, you can't work mitzad asukim. This guy wants the mekadesh b'dibur. He doesn't want the mekadesh b'asukim. You're masking to Reb Chaim or not? Yeah. Masking to Reb Chaim or not? Again, Reb Chaim is coming to miyash the kasha of Rabbi Seinu. He told her, Arev mekudeshes li ve'at. Ve'at nami ko'omar or ve'at chazoi ko'omar. If ve'at nami ko'omar, she's mekudeshes. Freida achroinim. What is the shayla if yesh yad or ein yad? Oh, but we know he wants to marry her. The Ran says, Klola, we know that he wants to marry her. If we know Klola that he wants to marry her, it's asukim b'yisinyan. This person doesn't want to be kadosh b'asukim. He's trying to talk. What?
The first one he wants to do, but the second
one.
The first one.
Yeah, he says that. He's talking.
He has to say something.
He said, but he's not mekadesh b'umdene. He's mekadesh b'dibur.
How would he be
umdene means he didn't plan to talk. He spoke to her 5 days on a marriage. Once. He's speaking to her 5 weeks about how to get married, and then he gives her a ring. So he didn't plan to talk, right? This is called umdene.
This is not.
Umdene. Or they go to the pundik and they don't talk. But he has a mind, she has a mind. That's the umdene. Here he talked. It's not a kasha. Again, we didn't get the Reb Chaim yet. This is Reb Ochber. All of that is Reb Ochber till the Reb Chaim. So again, Reb Ochber understands b'shem Reb Chaim without Reb Chaim saying that all of that Reb Chaim meant to answer on the question. We have a kasha. Arev mekudeshes li ve'at. Yesh yad ein yad. The shayla is yesh yad ein yad. We know that he wants. The Ran says v'advorim b'yichichim that he wants to marry her. Tell us, we know that he wants to marry her. Oh, but he wants b'dibul, and the dibul is not good in ein yad. It doesn't work. All of that Reb Chaim meant without saying something. Reb Chaim was standing here, and he was asking a question. Oh, but he wanted a mekadesher. With what words he wanted a mekadesher? With the word ve'at. The word of ve'at makes a umdene, right? How we have a umdene here? Thank you. From how we have a umdene here?
It's not
umdene. I don't know what it's not. I asked you how we know that he wants
it's
the
man.
I didn't ask you what it's not. I asked you what it's yes.
It's washing.
Again, how you know? Where's the umdene? What was the kasha, Michlal? What was the kasha? Forget about the loshin. It's a umdene. What was the umdene? Yankel, all of Rabbi Seinu shall the kasha, and you were quiet for an hour, and you didn't ask the kasha, where's the umdene? Everyone understood that it's the umdene. Stipe said 98, someone said 102, but everyone was masking that we have an umdene, the muchach, that he wants to marry her. Who says it? The Rand and the Dorium, the Vavu Mudbeis, Shemuchach Milse Sheroitze Lekach. One second. I didn't ask you for the price. I'm asking you if it's a yichoch. So I'm asking you from how we know that he wants to marry her. Not what the guy means. I'm asking how you know that this person wants to marry this girl. So in these words, we know that he wants. Right? It's Murchiach. It's called Yan Murchiach. So he wanted the dibur. I'm asking. Oh, but in the dibur is also an ansadi to the dibur. So while he's mechavent the mekadesh in these words, ve'at, he's mechavent the mekadesh in these words, ve'at. In these words, two things happening in these words. Is a dibur and is a umdene. I mean, what is the umdene? What was the kash? Yankel, what was the kash? Forget about that the yad doesn't work, but I also have a umdene. We said this person doesn't want to work with umdene. He wants to work with dibur. Same. So he wants to work with a dibur. He wants to use the word ve'at. He's trying to hold on to the word ve'at. The word ve'at also has a umdene. And he has the das to be kaddish in the word ve'at. Yankel, I'm asking for it. Yankel? Listen till then. Listen. Chaim knows what he's saying, yeah? So. This person wants the Mekadesh. I want to explain. The person doesn't know Londus, Umdene, Dibu, the Shaila, if he's Mechaven in the Matzev, or in the words. We're Mesubik in what this person wants the Mekadesh. In the words, or in the Umdene. He wants in these words. These words pack inside two things inside them. They have words and they have the umdene. Normally, the Asukim Boisainian is an hour before. And then he said words. He meant the umdene or he meant words? Words or umdene? This person meant to be Kaddish, like you said, in the word ve'at. Now, the word ve'at is a dibul, but the word ve'at also has the umdene inside it. While the word ve'at also has the umdene inside it, so he's mechavent the mekadesh and the ve'at. Why it can't work as the umdene shevetoicha ve'at? And that Reb Chaim came to answer. Fun a dibul schneit mi nicht kein umdene. In a dibul we don't have a umdene. Now, he did not mean, like some people have a mistake, that is no umdene here. Some learn the Reb Chaim Balabatish. Then they don't have to explain nothing. That's very good. Here is only dibul. There's no umdene here. Rabbi Seinu asked that it's umdene. Rabbi Seinu asked that it's umdene. The pshat is as a avade, we have a umdene. But he's not doing a umdene. What he's doing is doing dibul. We have Reb Chaim understood that in every dibul, when I talk to you, hello, I'm also umdene. I'm saying hello, and I'm also saying hello. When I'm telling you, I want to buy something from you, so I'm also saying it, and it's also muchach that I want to say. No, it's muchach on the side, but it's not what I'm doing. I'm only doing dibul.
You want to buy it, so you do that.
No. When I'm talking to you, that I want to buy something. When I tell you I want to buy something, so I told you that. You also know that I want to buy it, yeah? But you know that I want to buy it. It's close that I want to buy it. But it's no umdene here. We have a umdene. But it's not the hainu. So the nusach that I heard it is like this. Fun a dibul schneit mir nicht kein umdene. We don't say that every dibul, I'm doing two things. I'm proving that I want it, and I'm saying that I want it. I'm only saying. Avadu, we have the hichoch. That already we had. It's not what you did. What you did is a ma'aseh dibul. And while what you did is a ma'aseh dibul, b'meila we have a dibul. Aminut. So the while we have a pshat in the rosh. Why? Nosanu ve'omrohi asukim bo'isinyan helps de lo'igora mishtike mashengen asukim bo'isinyan, and he was mekadesher. Only it can't work mitzad asukim because the dibul spoils it. It could work only mitzad yad moichiach. The legora minozi roiver lefonov. This is the source of the Shmaiser. The baya is why this pshat is not a pshat. Why this pshat is not a pshat? For two reasons. Why this pshat is not a pshat? The Chor says, what if it's a sukim boy so'inyan, and then you say l'shoynes mekulkolim, arei eini ishech? It doesn't work. Why it doesn't work? Because he spoiled it. It was a sukim boy so'inyan, and then he says arei eini ishech. It works or not? A sukim boy so'inyan, and then he says l'shoynes mekulkolim. Works or doesn't work? Zog the Rosh that it doesn't work. Why? He spoils it. Why the Rosh has to come that he spoiled it? He doesn't want to work with the Asukim. He wants to work with these Lashonis. These Lashonis don't work. And the Rosh state that it could have worked with the Asukim. The reason it doesn't work with the Asukim, because Lashonis grew him. Again, the Rosh says, Maishno, before I said that Legora Mishtike, why here I don't say Legora Mishtike? Let him to answer, because here I'm doing it with Dibur. He's not saying it. Not in a rush. The Rosh says, "Nosanu ve'omroi b'shtike, asukim legora mishtike." Abba b'leshoynes agruim, hane leshoynes migragri. He doesn't want to work with asukim. These leshoynes don't work. Even if they part of it, they don't work. Not because they're bad. Even if they're not bad, if they're not good or not bad, they also don't work. Because he made this lush. Lamas leshoyn is a part of the lush. Aber le meiste is mekadesh bedibul. He's not mekadesh. Again, but these are the words that he's mekadesh. Areini, areini ishech. But why have to come to ruining it? Again, the Rosh says if it's asukim by tzeinian, and he says areini again, asukim by tzeinian, nasanu v'amroi. Forget about what happened. The asukim works. Why the Rebbe says only it can work? Because now he's talking on his own. He's working with talk. He said, "Areini ishech." So the Rosh could have said, "Now he's working with talk, but talk. We mainly don't work with asukim." The Rosh doesn't say that. He says the asukim spoil that areini ishech spoils it. He's mekalkulate. This is the reason Rebbe Bez Pshat doesn't shtim in the Rosh, and also the second kasha we had yesterday. The Rosh says, "Why without li it works? Not mitzad asukim. He wants beloshen the legora minozi roiver lefonov." But we asked yesterday in Shir, but Yad doesn't help. Yad is a suffix. Here the Rosh holds that it helps. And Mela, we have to come to Rav Nochum. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.